States with weakest recoveries since Great Recession enjoy soaring income growth in Trump economy. By John Binder on August 5, 2019. States with some of the weakest economic recoveries since the Great Recession are now enjoying soaring income growth in President Trump's economy. Analysis conducted by Pew Charitable Trusts reveals that states like West Virginia, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Alabama, Mississippi, and Iowa have enjoyed major gains in personal income growth over the last year compared to their lagging income growth since the Great Recession. For example, West Virginia has had annual personal income growth of only about 1.3% since 2007. Over the last year, though, West Virginia's personal income growth has soared 4.3%, making it the highest income growth state in the last year of Trump's Buy American, Hire American economy. Nevada, which had personal income growth of just 1.6% since 2007, has enjoyed, over the last year, income growth of 3.5%. Likewise, Arizona residents' income lagged since the recession with a growth rate of 1.8%. Over the last year, Arizona residents' personal income has grown by 3.3%. States like Minnesota and North Carolina, which had annual income growths of 1.9% since 2007, have seen personal income grow to almost 3% over the last year. Alabama and New Mexico, both with some of the weakest economic recoveries since the Great Recession, have had significant income growth in the past year. Alabama, for instance, has had annual income grow by just a little more than 1% since the recession, but in the last year has seen income grow by more than 2%. In New Mexico, which saw income grow by 1.3% annually since 2007, has seen personal income grow for its residents by nearly 3% over the last year. The personal income growth of American residents in states with weak economic recoveries since the Great Recession is welcome news following years of former President Obama's economic recovery efforts that mostly aided wealthy zip codes and coastal cities. As Breitbart News reported, research by the Economic Innovation Group found that by 2016, elite zip codes had a surplus of 3.6 million jobs. This is more than the combined bottom 80% of American zip codes. Similarly, while it only took about 5 years for wealthy cities to replace the jobs lost by the recession, it took at-risk communities a decade to recover, and distressed communities may never recover. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.